Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Oh, my God, I want to exhale. Without a mask.
You can.
Is it time to exhale?
Oh, you know, in fact, my kid's school, I just got an email today. My kid's school that says Hopkins Schools to relax mask mandate Thursday, March 17th. That's tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, my kids are going to be super excited. They don't like the maskney.
St. Patty's Day, luck of the Irish. Mm-hmm. Good timing. Mm-hmm. So is COVID over? Or do we just learn to live with COVID? We get a booster shot every year like most of us do for the seasonal flu. I want to believe. But, Jor, we have been sucker punched by variants with names like Delta and Omicron.
Delta-cron.
I think another surge might just push many of us, including me, over the edge. And so we thought this would be a good time. It's always a good time to have Dr. Greg Poland on from the Mayo Clinic, exclusively on the Paul and Giordana Show, a vaccine expert, globally renowned. He's the guy that publishes, that shows up and gives the presentations.
That's like in the FDA meetings. He's the guy on the phone saying you're doing it wrong. I'm just kidding.
I bet he has the Fauci's cell number.
Right. They're texting.
Greg Poland, do you have Fauci's cell phone number, doctor?
No, I don't. Oh. But you know what? He and I were on the first Dr. Oz show together.
Oh, really?
Famous. Oh, my God. That's so cool.
Welcome,
that's
doctor.
Fun. That's fun.
Thank you.
So is it over? Can most of us kind of relax and do the things we were doing 2.5 years ago? Older folks, immunocompromised, still need to take it easy. But for most of us, is it over?
Yeah, no, it's not over. And if you'll forgive this analogy, Paul, it's a bit like weather. And what I mean by that is the speed limit says 55. But as we all know, if it's raining, if it's icy, if it just snowed, we slow down. And then we speed back up again as spring comes. This is kind of like that. We're pretending right now that the pandemic is over. The bellwether for this has been other countries, particularly the UK. In the 2 weeks, 3 weeks that they've had masks off, new infections are rising 56% a week and hospitalizations 17% a week in the UK. And in now, 83% of all of the typed, that is sequenced cases they've had, and you mentioned about new variants, is the BA2 or the misnamed stealth Omicron.
Right.
I'm sorry, Doc. I want to ask you about the fourth shot. We're hearing in Israel they're giving a fourth shot. We, as far as I know, you haven't had a fourth shot, Paul.
No, but I think Pfizer put in for emergency authorization for people 65 and older and or immunocompromised.
So what are your thoughts on that? Do we need it? Who needs it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, certainly I'm much more sympathetic to the idea of a fourth or second booster shot in people who are older or who are immunocompromised. The reason for this, and it really gets down to what you want to prevent. If what you say is, all I care about is that I don't end up on a ventilator or dying, and you've gotten three doses of vaccine, you're good to go. If you say, well, wait, I don't want moderate disease, I don't want mild disease, I don't want my trips or family vacations interfered with, that's where the problem comes in. So, you know, if you look at, and these are data released by CDC just a week or so ago, if you look at emergency department or urgent care visits, and you look by age, but if you have two doses, by the time you're at about 115 or 50 days, somewhere in there, you've waned down really low. In terms of a booster dose, a third dose, it pops right back up into the 80th percentile. Oh. All the time, protection against hospitalization is pretty well maintained. If you go from two doses to three doses, you go from in the 70s to the mid 80s to the high 90s. So it does wane. Effectiveness does wane with time. I will not be surprised at all to see a fourth dose this summer, fall, or if we have another surge. And there's some interesting news in that regard. The CDC monitors wastewater in 650 communities around the U.S. That covers 25% of the U.S. population. In a third of those, the amount of virus is increasing. In 28 of those sites, the amount of virus in the last 2 weeks has increased 1,000%. And I'm going to beat you to the punch. We don't want to poo-poo those results.
First, that's a crappy job, but I'm glad you shared those statistics. Look, for those of us who have gotten our vaccines and our boosters, I guess my attitude, I'm not sure it's the right attitude, but my attitude is I'm going to catch this. Chances are it's going to be mild. Chances are I won't develop long COVID. If anything concerns me, it's the people who can't shake this. You know, who still have mental health issues, physical issues, haven't regained their sense of smell or taste months after catching this, and are now struggling with disability and wondering if their insurance is going to pick up the fact that they can't go back to work because they're not 100%. The last thing I can afford right now, doctor, is brain fog. I get enough brain fog on a good day, but... Would your advice be, you know, for people who are moderately healthy, who've been vaccinated and boosted, to go back out into society, indoor dining, having friends over, at knowing that even if they get sick, chances are they're not going to wind up in a hospital in an ICU,
You're so right, Paul. And the difficult part, remember, a lot of research is still going into this. If you look at an excellent paper that came out in Nature, they looked at people who had mild, moderate, severe, regardless of which category you fall into. If you got COVID, for the next year, your risk of 20 different cardiovascular diseases was substantially increased.
Oh,
there are now studies showing neuronal, that's brain cell, degeneration in people who've had COVID. We certainly know about mental health and other issues. Among kids and adolescents, about 25% of them are left with symptoms that persist 12 weeks or longer. So the real outcome of all of this, mentally, physically, has yet to be fully grasped or even understood. So part of what's the hard part here, and I find it in myself too, I want to be done with this. I'm emotionally exhausted of COVID.
Spent.
And yet, while I know that I'm not at risk for death or ending up on a ventilator because I'm otherwise healthy, I've gotten three doses of vaccine, those that haven't are absolutely at risk. That's why we still have 1,200 Americans a day dying of COVID. And I don't, like you, I don't want moderate COVID. I don't want any increase in cardiovascular or CNS, that's brain, you know, issues as a result of getting a mild COVID, no matter what that risk is. So I try to do it in a measured way. When I go to church, when I go into a grocery store, I'm wearing a mask.
We're speaking with Dr. Gregory Poland, of course, our vaccinologist at the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Poland, just a quick question. This is a personal one. I got an email from Alina, that's our local health system, that said I'm qualified for something called EvuShield. What is EvuShield? Who is it for? Should I take it?
Yeah, so EvuShield is a combination. Is a combination of monoclonal antibodies that has been authorized for pre-exposure. In other words, you take this, and the data indicate you have high level protection against infection, hospitalization, et cetera. Up in the 80th percentile or better. Now, because of Omicron and the way that we handled Delta and not taking this seriously, we developed Omicron. We've had to double the dose of that in order for it to be effective. So it is something to look at. There are some contraindications, that you review with your healthcare provider. Okay. But that is a really good option for people who are immunocompromised or can't be immunized because of contraindications.
Dr. Poland, last question. I know you're trying to avoid mosh pits, and I think that's always a good idea, but are you dining indoors now? Are you back inside in any capacity?
No, I'm not dining indoors because you have to be masks off. And unless it's, my family, my immunized friends, but dining outdoors, I am doing now.
Okay. All right.
It's always great to talk with you, Dr. Poland.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We so appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Check back in soon, sir.
You're the best.
All right.
Thanks,
Doc.
Be safe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.